physical change, but very strong mental change. My favorite statistic was that it was the dean of Harvard Business School, the recently retired one, who said, asked me, how many engineers does America produce each year? And the answer was, I think it was 45,000 or 65,000. And then he said to me, how many does China produce? And the answer is 465,000. Now, that's not 5 years hence. I mean, God knows what they'll be doing in 5 or 10 years' time. So the quality of the people, which is superb, their intellectual abilities, the universities themselves. I mean, obviously, there's a long way for them to go. But the scale of this is something that I don't think we still understand. If it's true that there are 150 to 200 million Chinese consumers that can consume the products and services that we, you know, our clients want to, so foreign clients, forget about domestic Chinese companies that we also work for. If that's true, that's half in America. America is 280 million. And in 3 or 4 years' time, it'll be double that. So it'll be an America. This is big stuff. And, you know, I think the population statistic, from our understanding, is understated. It may well be not 1.2, 1.3, but maybe more like 1.4, 1.5. So the scale is great. And the same thing applies to India.
Sir Martin Sorrell, he was talking with the BBC's Rodney Smith.